Now let's see, this should be recording. And let's see now if it's working. It's going very slowly, isn't it? Let's see.
But you've already made notes then about the background, like your place of birth and that sort of business.
Yeah.
Early art. But you must have had some influence when you were young.
I beg your pardon?
You must have had some influence when you were young.
Yes, and I can tell you a great deal about that. First of all, I became an artist at age 35, which I'm sure is not a typical way one enters into the field of art or becomes an artist. My background was slightly different, I'm sure, than most of the students that I had. But anyway, it was when I was 35 years old that I decided of a complete change in my occupation.
But up to that time, before you were 35, you must have had some interest in art. You must have gone to art galleries, you must have,
yes,
in grammar,
yes,
school,
of course,
must have drawn or painted,
course,
or something.
Of course. I was born in a very small town in Poland.
Yeah.
See, so we start a small town in Poland, and the population of the town was around 7,000. And the layout was very typical of European towns, with a big square in the center. And the center of the square was a pump that supplied the water for the inhabitants of the town. Around the square of the town were all these little shops. The buildings were very uninteresting. They were mostly out of boards, and the roofs were covered with straw. By the way, the reason I mention this about straw is very interesting, because at least four times during my recollection, the town almost burned down completely, because we had a volunteer fire department, and once a roof started to burn, it was just no way of stopping it. So, nevertheless, the merchants all lived around the town, and I was born in 1914, just about when the First World War started, and my father died 3 months after I was born. I came from a very religious home, and according to the Jewish religion, one was not supposed to take a photograph of himself, because that would be, the man is made in the image of God, and that would be imitating God. So, of course, I never knew what my father looked like. And my mother, remaining a widow with seven children, and the war going on, financially it was very difficult. So I don't recall very much, except that we never had what we needed. It was always cold in the house, not enough food. My brothers went to work at a very early age. I was the youngest. But we had a tremendous affection towards each other.
Now, Marsh, you were speaking about your background, your place of birth, which was in Poland.
Mm-hmm.
Well, exactly where in Poland was it?
The town that I was born in is called Wyszków. And it is actually in the central part of Poland, about 35 miles from Warsaw, the capital of Poland. Our town, very typical of many small European towns, there was a central part, the square. People and the houses were all around the square. And in the center of the square was a gigantic pump which supplied water for all the inhabitants. The structures were very minimal. They were made out of boards, wood. Some of them had the look a little bit of our American log cabin. The roofs were covered all with straw. In fact, I never saw an asphalt roof or tiled roof until I came to this country. And the square was the hub of the entire village, where people would congregate. There were markets there twice a week, and once a month was this general market from the surrounding